Exclusive Johnny Spahn, before deploying, my son told his daughter, "I don't have a choice, we have to go." By Robert Krajicek on May 24, 2019. Johnny Spahn, father of Mike Spahn, a CIA officer and the first American killed in the Afghanistan War, recalled his son's last moments with his then 9-year-old daughter before deploying in 2001. Sharing his memories in a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Spahn's comments came after Thursday's early release of Islamic terrorist John Walker Lind from federal prison for good behavior, 17 years into a 20-year sentence. Lind was convicted in 2002 following a plea deal approved of by then-President George Bush and then-Deputy Attorney General Michael Chertoff. He pleaded guilty to providing services to a designated terrorist organization and carrying explosives during the commission of a felony. "Listen," Spahn said, the night before Mike left to go to Afghanistan. His daughter Allison was 9 years old at the time, and she cried and begged her daddy not to go when he told her he was going to be leaving the country, because she knew what happened. Spahn continued, "Allison knew about 9/11. She was old enough to know. They studied it in school." His answer to her was, "Allison, we've been attacked. People like me have to go do the things I do to be sure that people like you and everybody else has the freedoms that you have to be able to go to church, go to school, go to the playground, go to the mall, and do the things you do. I don't have a choice. We have to go." "That's the way a patriot looks at it," said Spahn of his son's approach to duty. Prior to Lind's release, Allison Spahn, now 27 and an anchor with a CBS television affiliate in Biloxi, Mississippi, wrote a letter to President Donald Trump asking for its stoppage. "We still feel that he is radicalized and that releasing him into our public is a danger to everybody," Allison said. "I wanted the world to know, hey, Mike Spahn isn't just the first American killed in Afghanistan. This is Mike Spahn. He has a family who loves him and misses and we're fighting for him." Allison Spahn also described Lind's release as a slap in the face, warning, "John Walker Lind hasn't denounced radical Islam. And I think whether it's the United States or the rest of the world, that should scare everybody." Mike Spahn had spent 8 years in the U.S. Marine Corps before joining the CIA, where he worked for 3 years. Ahead of 2019's Memorial Day weekend, Johnny Spahn invited listeners to have some thoughts and prayers for those people that stood up, put their lives on the line, and lost them for your freedom, and to keep America free. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.